This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Fia Liu, joined by Christine Wong. And no, that was not Kings of Leon earlier, but we'll get to Kings of Leon. We had a Stevie Ray Vaughan with Rock and Roll. What's that? The house is rocking. Anyway, our discussion today on Enterprise Biz Bites is MEF calls for end of MCO, workforce agility and traveling with My Sejahtera. So you know, let us know what your thoughts are on Instagram and on Twitter at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Now we're talking about workforce agility.
Indeed. So according to a press release by the Malaysia Productivity Corporation, Malaysian workplaces have adapted to working from home and the hybrid model of switching workplaces depending on the MCO, as evidenced by the fact that I'm now broadcasting from home. Mm-hmm. This proves that agility in workplace regulation is a key factor moving forward and should be adopted by companies looking to successfully overcome the challenges of the pandemic. According to Dato' Abdul Latif Haji Abu Saman, Malaysia Productivity Corporation Director General, work from home used to be an unusual working Malaysian unusual working arrangement in Malaysia, though the concept itself is not something new. Upon the first MCO in March 2020, there was a surging increase in work from home. At the time, workplaces grappled to adapt to the rapid change in the way of working. We realized that our workforce might not be agile enough to adapt quickly. We realized as well that our policy lagged in responding to the start of the new normal. Our regulations and workforce were not agile to the changes COVID-19 shock brought. At the commencement of MCO 3.0, however, workplaces are more familiar and receptive on the work-from-home arrangement.
Right. Research indicated that productivity stays the same, was increased during work-from-home. A UNDP reported that 76% of employees and 63% of employees remain productive or improved productivity performance during work-from-home. This is a positive indication that work-from-home is expected to be a part of our next normal work arrangement. And to ensure this works well, regulators and policymakers must be agile in the policymaking and regulatory designs as well as implementation. The workforce also needs to be flexible in adopting to demands of new skill sets and competency, especially the digital skills, which comes together with working from home. Agile regulations and adaptable workforce are enablers to effective and efficient work from home arrangement, and the cons of work from home can be managed better too.
Mm-hmm. And whether we like it or not, MCO 3.0 had to be imposed to deal with the pandemic. And this time, both employers and employees are at least better prepared and more agile in adapting to the work-from-home arrangement compared to the similar situation in March 2020, when work-from-home came as a shock to many, just as the lockdown itself. The arrangement of work-from-home, or in its general term, teleworking, that is, working remotely away from office premises by using ICT and technological tools, seem to remain in many workplaces post-MCO, although it might not be the mainstream way of working. A hybrid model which combines the traditional workplace and teleworking may seem a plausible choice for both employers and employees upon looking at the pros and cons based on the current pandemic crisis. According to a survey conducted by the United Nations Development Programme, 83% of employers plan or are considering work-from-home options post-MCO.
Progressive companies need to accept that teleworking is the future of work and the real new normal to jobs and workplaces. The advantages of teleworking are in terms of cost reduction, time saving and overall quality of life, and were cited in many studies conducted. UNDP reported that 54% of its survey respondents indicated their quality of life improved as a result of work from home. Along the positive side of teleworking is negative edge also prevails, a lack of effective managerial supervision, inappropriate working space at home, lack of digital skills and infrastructure, disruption in operation and decreasing social connectivity are the opposing sides of teleworking.
Yes, and work from home is expected to stay in a broader strategy of workforce management. The implementation of work from home during the MCOs uncovers the impact and possibilities of the arrangement on different target groups. But it is important to remember that it is not a one-size-fits-all arrangement, as work from home works differently for different groups of workers.
Right. You know, so when I was looking at this, right, the what was the earlier comment? The shock, right?
And
And you know, working, the hybrid model, I feel, is definitely the way to go, because I always, you know, you just be prepared. You never know something like this happens again, right? And don't, you know, like it's the same thing, right? If we're not prepared for MCO 1 and 2 and 3, it's mm-hmm. the same thing. You just have to prepare for the fact that you have to work from home for whatever reasons can be, and you got to prepare your employees for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, like, yes, the hybrid model, I think, is also the way to go. But I think allowing that model to be flexible and allowing your employees options as well, depending on, you know, they could have different commitments, for example, at home as well. They could have different schedules. They could have different shifts. They could have they could be in different industries. Right. So I think, you know, having options within that model, I think, is a good way to go. And a lot of communication and clarity needs to be done in order for this model to be smooth.
Yeah. And then, you know, we were talking about infrastructure because not everybody has great internet access. Even where we are, we lived in a fairly urban area. There are days, right, when the internet isn't up to mark. So these are the things that the infrastructure needs to take in place. Depending on where you live as well, do you have the space? Do you have the right, you know, work environment? That's also important because, you know, I was talking to a friend in Hong Kong and they say that there was never a lockdown in Hong Kong and employees wanted to go to work because the office had more space than their homes. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was like, it was a relief to go to work because they could get out of the small homes that they live in. You know, so it's really interesting. So let us know what you think as well. Like, how should, I guess, organizations move forward, the hybrid model, you know, and whether this is the way of the future. So let us know on Instagram and on Twitter, that's at BFM Radio, and also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. After this, we'll be speaking to Dato' Abdul Latif Haji Abu Saman himself, the Director General of Malaysia Productivity Corporation, MPC. So stay tuned. In the meantime, yes, we do have Kings of Leon.
Woo!
BFM 89.9.
Brave finance managers. BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites. Frida Liu together with Christine Wong. We're talking about the MEF calls for end of FMCO, traveling with Maisa Jatra and workforce agility. Fortunately, we are able to get hold, which hope no issues this time, Dato' Abdul Latif Haji Abu Saman, Director General of Malaysia Productivity Corporation, talking about the agile workforce.
Indeed. So thank you so much, Dato, for being patient with us while we went through our technical issues. So first question again, which sectors in the Malaysian landscape have best adopted the work from home arrangement?
Well, I can say that in general, yes. And we followed that, especially multinational corporations, especially those which are based in Kuala Lumpur, information technology industry and organizations with high salary employees, which are based mostly in Kuala Lumpur, they tend to opt for this kind of arrangement, that is work from home arrangement. For smaller organizations, especially local businesses, executive level decision makers, they were less inclined to do the same. There is no one size fits all. It depends on what kind of business you are in. It depends, again, as I mentioned, size of your organization, and of course, the industry sector that your company operates. A Malaysian study done in Malaysia called a loss of attraction, which were carried out by JobStreet last year, found out that 27% of human resource decision makers, they would continue endorsing more working hours or more hours working from home, while 30% recommend fewer hours working from home. Now, the willingness to work more hours from home, you find it more apparent, especially among organizations having more than 500 employees. And those that have been operating for 3 to 4 hours, which constitute 38%, with higher salaried employees, 37%, and as I had mentioned, those belonging to the IT sector. So those are some background which I'm able to provide, you know, for the question that you asked.
Right. And what about civil service? Does the same apply to those sectors as well?
Now, for the public sector personnel, the government had actually introduced what we call this PDR, Kerja dari rumah or work from home, and this is in line with this movement control order 4.0. And while we are adhering to these rules, you know, and requirement, but civil service can still function effectively when we apply this work from home concept. Now, as I mentioned, it's not just something that we just introduced, but it is introduced with two objectives. First is to mitigate risk, as I mentioned about the contamination and spread of diseases with this COVID-19 pandemic. And also to manage employee performance by balancing work and family life. Attendance at the office is only allowed for what we call necessary instances, and also applies where some of those work that you cannot get it done remotely from home, which requires your physical presence at the office. At the same time, meetings and discussion also need to be conducted online, using a secure medium and guaranteeing confidentiality. And of course, counter services are only open for services. Right, so yes, public sector, we do have also working from home policy, which is guided by the circular issued by the government.
Right, and what kind of regulation needs to be put in place if work from home stays post-COVID?
We are practicing this work from home because of the present situation that we are in. But I personally anticipated that even post-COVID, many organizations opt to go for this option of working from home. Because the experience, one thing that we gain, some of the positive feedback that we have got is that it helps to save a lot of resources. One, it helps to really speed up use of what we call online apps, doing things virtually. But to ensure that welfare of employees are well taken care, I think the Employment Act Malaysia 1955 on workers' rights and protection would be the appropriate regulation that we can use, that we can apply to ensure that work from home is undertaken in a manner that welfare of employees are taken care of, but at the same time productivity of employees are also ascertained to be at their level best.
Mm-hmm. And finally, in the press statement, it says that even the cons of work from home can be managed better. What are these cons and what are your recommendations?
Now, one thing that we can observe and also probably experience some setback, of course, there are feedback saying that, increased isolation because you're working, away from everyone, you're working from home. Now, another setback, or I would say cons, that was the word that has been used, is that home office costs. Because you're working from home, to some extent, I think you have to convert some part of your house, to operate like an office. You need to have special space. You may need to have the right table, the right furniture, the right ambience, the right kind of privacy, for your working schedule, to be in operation. Costs would also be you need to look at also in terms of utility costs. Disadvantage, if you want to put it that way, is also risk of overworking because when you go online, you can get connected anytime, you can be called up at office at any time. It may not just be confined during working days, it can be during weekends, because practically you're not going anywhere, right? Like what we're doing now, whether it's a weekday or it's a weekend, we're all at home. If I may recommend to address some of these issues, I think first, we need to be able to apply what we call this work-life balance. I would also like to recommend that you all stay connected with our loved ones and also trusted colleagues. Another thing is that we have to make sure while we encourage employees to work from home, we have to ensure that they have got all the required gadgets, equipment, so that they can work from home. So one way is to provide what we call the allowance, certain specified allowance, to support them so that they can continue to be productive and able to do work. At the same time, also provide some practices on how we manage our time, manage stress, manage our life, right? So this, I think, organization need to support. Welfare of employees are taken care of, and at the same time, while they are working at home, they can still continue to be productive, healthy, a healthy mind. At the same time, they have work-life balance.
Thank you. And that was Dato' Abdul Latif Haji Abu Suman, Director General of Malaysia Productivity Corporation. You know, what was interesting, the comment was like, you know, when you're working from home, you know, there are other factors, right? There are other costs. Yeah. The air conditioning bills go up. The right chair, I think we need extra equipment because of the work that we do. So these are the costs. These are the considerations that you have. It's not just an ergonomic chair.
Yeah, no, I mean, at the moment right now, I don't mind revealing this. I have my microphone propped up on the microphone box and a book,
right?
You know, stuff like that. So I think, you know, that's a really good consideration. And I think that's something that also employers have to consider, you know, when they are asking their employees to work from home, is do the employees have the equipment and the infrastructure needed, right? To actually be able to perform their jobs efficiently from home as well.
All right. So, you know, thanks for being with us. We've been talking about the MEF calls for the end of FMCO. Hopefully we'll have, you know, more stories around that tomorrow. Workforce agility, of course, and traveling with Mai Sejahtera. And, you know, Christine Wong will be back with me tomorrow for another edition of Enterprise Biz Bites as we close the week, because it'll be Friday. Thanks for being with us. You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.